So here it is, the Lash Base podcast. We have been trying our hardest to get this out here for probably about a year now, and it has been so difficult to try and find the time and pick what we want to talk about. And we have finally made a decision, and we think this is going to be fun. We are going to spend every episode talking about some of the hottest topics in the lash industry that gets everybody talking. And for example, today's episode is all about hand-tested tweezers. Are they any good? Are they worth it? Me and Lash Base Amy are going to spend around about 20 minutes talking about the pros, the cons, the positives and negatives, and then leave the final decision to you. So let's get started. So right, I'm here with Lash Base Amy, and we're going to get started now. Before we go into the positives and the negatives, and then hopefully open up a discussion online about this, we need to give you our opinions. We're not going to give any descriptions or reasoning. We are just going to tell you what we currently think, and then we're going to talk it out and see where it leaves us. So firstly, I'm going to ask you, Amy, what is your opinion on hand-tested tweezers? But don't give any reasoning.
Okay. So I personally don't rate hand-testing tweezers.
What? Okay, and in the interest of fairness, I am going to say my opinion is that I do believe that it is a good thing that tweezers are hand-tested. So now we've got both of our opinions out there, we can start digging in deep about some of the pros and cons behind it. It's always hard when we try and do these things because there are so many pros and so many cons that, oh, and add to that, that it is, at the end of the day, it's completely personal preference. Our opinions that we're going to talk about right now may not be the same opinions that somebody else has. And the idea behind the podcast is going to be that that's okay. Everyone has different opinions and everyone's entitled to their own opinions. We just want to try and open up a conversation. So first up for me, I'm going to talk about one of the pros. And I actually think there, for me, there's two main pros to hand testing tweezers. And as a marketer, as you know me, I do marketing for Lash Base. As a marketer, one of the main reasons that I think hand tested tweezers has kicked off so much is, and I'm sorry to say this, I believe that it is great marketing. So look, for example, lots of lash brands have got a well-known person in charge. So that's how they've started most of the time. They're either a big trainer or just a well-known personality. And then they bring out a product range, and one of those things will be tweezers. So I actually think it is pretty cool and pretty nice to know that if you're buying tweezers, that the person that you look up to and idolize has actually used those tweezers before you to make sure that they're fine. So that to me is definitely one of the positives.
I do agree. However, I'm just going to throw this one out there. Does that then not make it secondhand?
What?
So if someone's picked up those tweezers, looked at them, felt them, tested them, they've touched them, does that then not make them unsanitary?
I don't know. Do you know what, actually? We had, when I did unpopular opinions on my Instagram story, someone said this and they got absolutely slated for it, because the argument to that is, of like, one, have you seen how tweezers are actually made? They're like,
yeah,
they're made in places like Pakistan by men with their hands crouching on a floor and whacking them with a hammer. I know it sounds funny, but that is actually how they're made. So everyone that buys tweezers, whether they're hand tested or not, should sanitize their tweezers when they first get them.
Agreed.
Okay.
But do they?
I don't know. Anyone listening, do you, when you receive new tweezers, sanitize your tweezers? That's the first question.
And if you do, what do you use?
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Right. So we're saying that pro and negative, I think so far the pros have got to outweigh that negative. Because yes, although you technically could say they're secondhand, you could say that about any lash product, couldn't you? Because most of them are made by hand. So someone's touched them at some point. It's just, I guess, all about keeping them clean when you first get them. So I want to move on to talking about another pro that, and I guess one of them is, it's genuinely good to know that the tweezers work. So you're buying them, and as someone that has experience in receiving large orders of tweezers, some of them are genuinely absolutely useless. So it is good to know that somebody has picked up a tweezer, tried to use it, and they can use it. So to me, that's a big pro.
So here's a negative spin on that one. Everybody has different hands, obviously, but everybody also holds their tweezers differently. Everybody has a different pressure. They pick up differently. They use different techniques. So one person testing these tweezers might not test them
I actually do agree with you on this one. We've had this discussion before, actually, because let's just say you're a supplier, and you get in like 5,000 tweezers, it is highly likely, and it happens, like, you should see what we have to chuck out, that maybe 1,000 or even more than that of the tweezers are so bad that not even one person, no matter what technique or what hand strength is, you could not use them. So they do have to go in the bin. However, you're right, if someone's hand tested a tweezer, yes, they may be able to pick up a fan with those tweezers, but what's to say that the person that then receives them, that has a completely different technique, completely different hand strength, what's to say that they can actually also pick up a fan with them? And I do want to move this one on, actually, because this one gets me. What is proper hand testing?
And how long does that take?
So how many fans would you say you should have to make? Should you be able to take what techniques should you be able to make with the fan? And then when you're selling hand tested tweezers, should it state what fans and what technique was used? And I know I've seen some saying this has been tested up to an 8D, for example. Mm. But again, that's using that hand tester's technique and stuff. So I think when it comes to this one and having hand testing, my opinion on this anyway, it does actually swing onto the more negative side of it, where what is proper hand testing? And also, what's the answer to the fact that everybody has different hands and techniques?
Yeah, I do agree with you, actually. And also, I know I'm anti-testing, but what I do think is that it is quite nice to know that someone has cared enough about their product to test it themselves. If, for instance, I was to get a luxury product, say a top from Gucci, I pay good money because I know that that's gone through a quality control assessment and I know what they're selling is good quality.
Yeah, that's a good point, really, because I guess although everybody's different and the whole hand testing process of it might not actually show you that you can personally use the tweezers, definitely, what it does show is that the seller cares enough, like you say, with the high-end stuff. And I guess that's why the prices of hand-tested tweezers tend to be a little bit more expensive. So moving on then, this one actually baffles me, and everyone's going to have to stay with me on this one because I'm just about to throw some maths at you. Right, so I want to talk about the maths behind hand testing, right? So now, hand testing tweezers is done by a lot of different companies. However, when you think about the maths behind it, is it actually practical and possible to do it if you are a large lash brand that sells lots of tweezers, right? So I'm going to go through some maths very quickly, and you've got to trust me on the maths. I've worked them out prior to this, so let's get started. Right, so we've already mentioned what is proper hand testing and how long does hand testing take. But for the purpose of this little calculation, let's just say it takes 4 minutes from getting it out of the bag and making a couple of fans, looking it over. It's going to take you a good 4 minutes at the very least, but 4 minutes for that. Now, the only maths I have to go on for this part is lash base. So we sell over 2,000 tweezers a month, right? So 2,000 tweezers, we'll say, for this, and it takes 4 minutes to test each tweezer. So you've got to do that in a month. That is actually 133.33 hours of testing tweezers every single month. Now, right, standard working week, approximately 40 hours. So what I'm saying is, if lash base and every single tweezer that was sold was hand tested to the levels that some people claim need to be done, then that would be 3 weeks and 2 days of every single month of somebody testing tweezers non-stop. Now, if you want proper hand testing, then they're going to need to be volume certified. They're going to need to be an experienced lash artist. So what professional lash artist is going to spend 3 weeks and 2 days of every single month just sat there testing tweezers? And then what about their pay? What about the factor in their pay? It's something that I don't think really thought about when you come to hand testing tweezers. So are we saying, like, for example, you can only hand test tweezers if you're a small company? What do you think?
Possibly. I think if you're starting out selling tweezers, then if you're claiming that you're doing that, and then you get such a big company that you can't physically test all them tweezers, but your USP, your unique selling point, is that you check these tweezers before you sell them, and then you can't.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand. So, and then how would your customers feel if you hand tested them for a little bit and then got so big that you had to stop hand testing them? Because you don't just want a warehouse worker testing them, do you, if you're going to properly hand test them?
No, absolutely
like,
not.
Don't get me wrong, like Lash Base, we don't hand test our tweezers. We price our tweezers accordingly because of that. But at the same time, all of our tweezers get checked. So they do get checked by eye, and we do throw a lot in the bin. However, making fan after fan after fan and paying a professional lash artist to do it for 80 to 90% of their career, it just doesn't work. So it's to me, that's something that I'd love to hear people's opinions on. Anyone that has experience in hand testing tweezers. I've seen a company actually, EBL, they do tweezer testing parties where I think it's like one evening a month they get a load of lash artists together to test tweezers, which is I actually think is a brilliant idea. However, again,
very sociable.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, we should. So yeah, I think that one's gonna have to be put in the negative side of it, because the maths behind hand testing tweezers, I don't think it quite adds up. But on a positive note though, I think if I move on from that subject now, this one always interests me. I think as a positive, if you've taken a course with a specific trainer and they've taught you a very specific technique, I've seen a few mega volume trainers teaching very, very, very specific techniques that you can only use a certain tweezer to be able to achieve it and use it. So I kind of think that's a positive if you know that you're buying a tweezer for a specific technique and a specific tweezer that a person has taught you to use. I think then knowing that you're getting something that is going to work is a positive.
Okay. But then what happens if you get them home, you start using them, and you don't feel that they are working for you? Can you send them back? Do you send them back?
God, I'd say that's more of a question of customer service, because again, I know what Lashbase would do if a customer received a product and wholeheartedly believed that they didn't work, I'll put in quote marks. I know how Lashbase deal with it. However, I guess that one's something that the individual brands will then have to take on and deal with, because you're right, I bet that does happen. I bet they say, well, this definitely doesn't work, when the person that's put their hard work into actually hand testing it will be sat there going, I've used them, I know they work. Yet that person's saying they don't. But
that could then take us back to what we were discussing earlier about the one, you know, my grip could be different to your grip, my tension could be different to your tension.
True.
So
it's a difficult one. And to add to that, actually, some people believe, I am one of them, but some people believe tweezers need to be broken in. So I guess if you're receiving a tweezer that's hand tested, it may not be broken in for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
your point.
We'll go through one more of these, because I think we are just about out of time. We are gonna, what's the last one I can pick on? Oh, I'll tell you what, let's end it on a pro versus negative. And the pro for this for me is definitely, I think that it must because I'm all about mindset. It must give you confidence buying some tweezers from somebody you know that have been used, and they've definitely made a fan before. When you receive them, you will already be filled with confidence. And in lashing, I believe that confidence is a massive thing. If you're feeling good, you will work better.
Definitely. Confidence is key, isn't it? Sorry to be negative, Nelly, but...
It's unlike you, ain't it?
Only for this podcast. confidence. But what if it's then knocked if you start using them?
Good point.
And they're not for you. Does that knock your confidence? Is that going to make you feel like you can't do lashes? Like, are you going to give up?
To be honest, if you've paid a lot of money, because hand-tested tweezers tend to cost more, you get them back. You already know that someone's worked with them and they do work, and then you can't use them. If you're inexperienced, you're to do with their technique that and understand that, rather than that they just definitely can't do something. So, very good point. I think we've talked enough and gave a few pros and cons for everybody listening to actually have their own opinion on this, which we would love to hear. We're going to try and post this in as many places as possible. But as always, you can contact me on Instagram at @lashbase_Jamie.
And me, @lashbase_Amy.
You can tell how often she uses it. She doesn't remember. So it's @lashbase_Jamie and @lashbase_Amy. And give us your opinions on what we've spoken about. And yeah, and I think that'll be a wrap up of our first podcast, Amy. Congratulations. We are going to try and get these out. every week. Hopefully more. We've got a list of things that we want to talk about. And the whole idea is going to be all about bringing up a subject that definitely has two sides to it and is all very opinion-based and personal preference-based. So if you agree with me, disagree with me, I want to hear, because you aren't wrong and you aren't right. It is just what's right for you. So thank you very much for listening, and we will speak to you soon.
Bye.